It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Maria, Dr. Maria Walls, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Mikey. How are you?
Good. What's your contingency plan if you come across an inflatable clown passed out on the road and an unexpected sort of back street in South Auckland?
David Lynch the whole way. Totally agree.
But it's all very good and well to say, God, so Twin Peaks, it's so David Lynch, but what do you do?
Well, yeah, I guess you take Twin Peaks kind of action. It could be anything surreal.
Just get out and have a dance, something like that.
Why not? Precisely.
Or sit there and make love in your car. I don't know. You're the movie. You're the DVD reviewer. Tell me what you do.
Throw some logs around.
Carry a log. I wanted to be in the person. Someone's obviously reported it. But I mean, did somebody see it and just go, oh, too weird, and just drive around it and just try to put it behind them as it's been haunting them all day?
What do we say to inflatable clown? Not today.
Yeah, or do you go up to him and go, are you okay? Are you okay?
Well, mate.
Do you know where you are? Especially if it was a foreign circus too, that could be. Anyway, sorry.
No, surrealism is a great way to start.
It's real. It happened today in the city.
Speaking of things that are real.
Yeah, speaking of... Good segue.
That's why they keep me around.
Speaking of things that are real, tell us about today's DVD.
Yeah, well, you know, real, unreal. I think that's kind of like one of the focuses of this particular film. It's called Before the Flood, and it's by Leonardo DiCaprio. He's the producer of this film, plus the star.
I'm familiar with him. He's a good-looking fellow who's got a good swag of good-looking movies beneath him, to his name.
Correct, yes, that's the man. And he's decided to make kind of a follow-up to An Inconvenient Truth, where he, you know, by Al Gore, where he examines the rhetoric around, you know, climate change and goes on a wee world trip courtesy of National Geographic.
Shall we play you a bit of him chatting about it?
What's it?
Shall we play you a bit of him chatting about it?
Hey, let's do that.
He can help you intro it. Here he is.
We've known about this for decades, for over half a century. Try to have a conversation with anyone about climate change, people just tune out.
Climate change.
Climate change.
Climate change.
And the problem seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. The truth is, the more I've learned about this issue and everything that contributes to the problem, the more I realize how much I don't know.
Oh my God! Look at how violent that is.
Paradise that has been degraded and destroyed. We're knowingly doing this. I just want to know how far we've gone and if there's anything we can do to stop it.
He just wants to know.
He's got a great voice. You know, normally I'm captivated by his stunning good looks, but his voice is quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. So there you go, Maria. So now what? Now what? We've got the dynamic Leonardo presenting a movie about climate change, undeniable proof. I just felt the text come in then.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a polarizing topic, isn't it?
Well, it is, and he kind of unpacks it a bit. I mean, of course, it's always polarizing having a TV star or a movie star presenting this, because it sort of comes across as a bit of a, you know, try hard sort of thing. But what he actually explores is pretty disturbing, and it is all about the fake news. It's about the lobby groups who have been trying to push, you know, this idea that global warming's a farce. They've been trying to push it into the media, saying it's all, you know, it's a natural cycle and, you know, it's all perfectly normal and all the spin
doctors. Yeah, so let's just keep doing what is so obviously the wrong thing to do.
Isn't it? It's just so extraordinary, you know, like how much, you know, something that is the truth is that there's over $20 trillion worth of unexcavated carbon still to go. And so who's going to give up on that if you're like the Koch brothers or whatever, the Koch brothers or, you know, any kind of oil company? That's a lot of money to give up.
Yeah. The whole carbon credits sort of situation is a bit of a false economy in itself, though, anyway, isn't it? I can't understand why people wouldn't try and do it anyway. Whether you're entirely and au fait with the figures and or whether you entirely believed it, surely you just go, look, you know what's right, you know what's wrong, you know? Spraying fly spray into a baby's face, wrong. You know, wrong. Would that be right? Wrong.
Oh,
you know,
well, you know, yeah.
Living in a city where you where like say look what take Beijing for example. Just,
yeah.
I remember talking to David Shearer about this once. Beijing. My uncle went to Beijing and almost like I've never seen him look so sick as when he came back from a week in Beijing. And then David Shearer was telling me once that they planted 1 million trees in Beijing to try and help purify the air. But you know what happened? The sun couldn't get through the smog and they all died. Oh, go for a swim? No, thanks. Go to school? Probably not. You know?
What are we going to do about this? I mean, of course, this film is not perfect, but it raises the issue.
Well, what we're going to do about it is all just finally tune into Leighton Smith and go, you're the man, you know what you're talking about, just walk us through it. I'm going to go with Leonardo DiCaprio as opposed to Leighton Smith on this one.
But this is part of the quest to educate the public, right? Because National Geographic disseminated it for free, and after the first day it was out, over 2 million people had viewed it.
2 million, yeah. 2 million yeah. Global inhabitants. Good work, National Geographic.
And you know, it's really, really fantastic that we're trying to educate people about this, and all of us need to know about it. And there's different facets and different points of view, etc. But one thing that this film really lacks is a call to action. You know, it kind of says it's up to the elites in lots of ways. You know, it's up to the people making the decisions, the politicians, blah blah blah. But a lot of the groundswell now is talking about it's actually up to each individual person, and that, you know, that we can actually be activists, especially in relation to having access to the internet. All of us have access to that in the Western world, most of us anyway. And it gives us suddenly, you know, the power of the people. You know, think about activists like Naomi Klein and other kind of influencers who can actually start to make groundswell happen. Which means that perhaps, 11% of the world can make the world change as an idea.
Well, it'd probably take less than that to poison the world to death.
That's correct. It's what's happening.
Yeah.
So 11% of the world are making the world change. Perhaps another 11% could actually sort them out.
Yep.
It's a fascinating film, and he looks to people like, you know, the green capitalist Elon Musk and, Pope Francis and Barack Obama and people like that.
Big note, huh?
And it fails to look to any indigenous groups in the States, you know, such as considering the Dakota Access Pipeline. It just looks at the kind of the stereotypical figures.
Right.
So this film is lacking on some level, but it's a really important film by the same token, and it fits within an ecosystem of films and media about this topic, which is becoming a pressing issue. You know, when Al Gore talked about An Inconvenient Truth, he was kind of projecting it to the future. This film brings it right into the present.
I've seen him. I've seen his follow-up TED Talk that he did. I think it was a TED Talk. I'd like to you know, say, look, the after Inconvenient Truth talk, you know. And it's still pretty sobering, but it's you know, he maybe does what Leonardo DiCaprio should have done in this movie, and he offers ideas of where to go, you know, of what to do, and how humanity can, you know,
become part
stop
of the
being so lame and you know, take a bit of account, have a bit of accountability for any damage that it does, you know.
Yes, I think we need action steps. We need hope. And with that kind of passion, perhaps we can drive it through, but we need to act immediately. We needed to act yesterday, years ago. It's quite amazing, though, this idea of fake news and how Trump's really brought that to the fore, and how, you know, there's this huge lack of trust in media now. And this
is it really, though? I mean, is it such a newsflash that hey, guess what? The media lies. Guess what? So do the politicians. Guess what? So do great big money making companies. And guess what? This will floor you. The banks lie.
Absolutely. It's not new at all. It's not unknown. But it's become so obvious that you can't deny it anymore, which is actually quite good. It means that I think everybody takes any kind of news flash with a degree of cynicism that perhaps wasn't there across the mainstream before. So perhaps there is hope in the fact that, you know, that we all think that a lot of stuff is not necessarily true, and that makes lobby groups less effective.
Would you say that this movie has not only piqued your interest in the issue of climate change, but also just in the general sprucing up of humanity?
Oh, well, that's a really nice notion. I don't know whether it kind of takes it that far, but, you know, all of us could actually be focusing on that. I think I'm probably going to go on a rant here. There's a really strong example in the film with Dr. Michael Mann, who's an atmospheric scientist from Penn State University, and just the personal threats that he received as a result of speaking out about climate change. They're really obscene threats, and they're constant from a barrage of different sources.
That's right. It gets quite really violent quite in America, doesn't it?
Well, like a threat. That comes from nobody but somebody who stands to gain from it.
Yeah.
The problem is you make a threat and it's like, well, it's not going to come from anyone who just wants to tell you you're wrong, you know?
You're exactly right, Mikey. It becomes
very obvious who it's from, yeah. All right, hey, thank you very much, Maria. That's the DVD review. The DVD is called Before the Flood, presented by Leonardo DiCaprio. And even
though it may not have canvassed everybody it should have, it's still worth a watch, right, Maria? Because we've got one to give away.
I don't want to give it away to somebody who doesn't want it. I'd like to give that to someone who'd really like to see it, someone who wants to make a difference, someone who does care about that issue. Really?
Or perhaps somebody who doesn't believe, because that would be quite good.
Yeah.
Oh, a non-believer. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, okay. All right. Some cynic.
Someone who wants to be convinced or, you know, have a point of view.
All right. Okay, let's do that then. 309-3879. If you're not convinced, give us a call. If you're a naysayer, thank you very much, Maria.
That was the Madman DVD review.